up, wake up. You've got the power. You've got
my people in the East, yo, you gotta wake up. Midwest, 30 South, yo, you gotta stand up. All my homies in the West, yo, you gotta wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Aptitude Hour on WRUU LP Savannah. Anything that you hear on today's show is not necessarily that of WRUU. It's license holder or it's staff. And listener discretion is advised. You may not agree with all the words, and that is okay as well. Yep, you are tuned in to the highest news your way twice a week in an hour just for you. And yes, it is the Verb Aptitude Hour once again here on WRUULP Savannah. We have a lineup for you. We have some great information coming up your way on your drive time hour this morning with your host, Carrie Smith, of the Verb Aptitude Hour on WRUULP Savannah. So this morning, we're going to have a star lineup talking about food and travel. We're going to be talking about some of the best ideas and recipes for family reunions and how you can win money for your family reunion. Also, we're going to be talking with Grace Gold, who is a beauty, wellness, and lifestyle expert. And we're going to be talking with a global head of business marketing, Stephanie Peturzo, who joins the show to talk about small business impacts and how you can actually get a grant through her program, to recover from the pandemic. So we're going to have an all-star lineup this morning. All right, so here we go. All righty, 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 ro. What is going on in the news? Let's talk about some news before we get going with anything here. Here's how to keep your kids safe from the Delta variant. Severe cases have happened. They're not uncommon, but COVID-19 numbers are higher than ever, and they will be through November, says Dr. Yvonne Maladano, chief of the Division of Infectious Disease in the Department of Pediatrics in Stanford Medicine, who's a committee chair with the American Academy of Pediatrics. Her association has been tracking nearly 72,000 children and teens caught with the COVID-19 virus last week. This is a substantial increase from the week before, about five times as many kids who are sick by the end of June. It is clear that this variant is capable of causing serious injury in children. The stories are coming out of Louisiana pediatrics ICUs where kids are young and a few months old are sick, according to Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institute of Health. The vaccine number one parents need to think about is the vaccine. If a parent or adult in a child's life isn't vaccinated, get one, they advise. Parents should also talk to children about why it's important. Make sure you're having the conversation with them about why it's important to be vaccinated, how to protect not only those around them, but others through primary care. Parents may also want to talk to anyone interacting with the child about vaccine, but here's what you can do in the meantime without getting the vaccine. Have good hygiene. Good hygiene for kids coughing into their elbows, washing their hands. Really, the number one thing that you can do to stop the spread is to wash your hands. And make sure in the community or at home, you're constantly washing your hands. Mask and distancing, 3 feet of physical distance can reduce the spread of the disease. Good ventilation helps, and masks for indoor activity are key. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that people older than 2 wear a mask regardless of a vaccination status when they go to school. The data is very strong that masking continues to be very effective to prevent infection. So even if you're not going to get the vaccine, practicing social distancing, wearing the mask 3 feet away or more if inside, washing your hands. Dr. Sarah Combs, an emergency medicine physician with the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., said parents can make wearing a mask fun. Make a mask. Go ahead and get a mask. Put your mask on. Maybe it's Superman. Maybe it's SpongeBob. Maybe it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Barbies. Who knows? Whatever. Wear the mask. Maybe it's Elsa. I personally want to say, let it go. Wear your mask and let it go. Outside time, being outdoors, rather than indoors, keeps the spread away, keeps it lower. Outdoor activity is also really good for kids. And, you know, getting outside, playing out of the playroom and getting outside of the bedroom, letting people get outdoors, play outside. These are pretty straightforward. And then talking to your children about washing their hands, how serious this is. Not stressing them out, but teaching them to wash their hands. People need to tell their kids about how they can be stronger when they're washing their hands, being social distance, and wearing their mask, rather than this thing doesn't exist. People have got COVID. COVID is real, and COVID is hurting people. There is a brutal heat wave that is scorching parts of Europe, the extreme weather rages on during this climate change. Greece is facing one of the worst heat waves in decades, and remains in high alert for a battle that blazes across the country. The heat wave has been issued for Bosnia, Herzegovina, Bulgaria, Italy, Romania, Serbia, and Turkey. Deadly wildfires have swept across Turkey in recent days and forced the evacuation of tourist resorts. Residents of the Greek capital, Athens, have been warned to stay indoors with their windows closed because of poor air quality after a wildfire raged Tuesday during the suburbs north of the capital. The extreme heat faced the Ministry of Culture to close the Acropolis and other ancient sites from noon to 5 earlier this week. The Greek Fire Service said it is called to intervene in 78 forest fires in the past 24 hours. Parts of Turkey fueled by the extreme heat, at least 8 people have died in Muğla and Antalya provinces as of Tuesday. The region's heat wave moves to the heels of devastating wildfires in Spain, Greece, and Italy off the island of Sardinia, less than a month after catastrophic floods in northern Europe claimed more than 200 lives. Freak weather is going to continue as global climate change is impacted, like the floods in Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands. Droughts are becoming more frequent and more severe in southern Europe, and environmental authorities have warned that the regions is at the greatest risk of impact of climate change on the continent. Forecasters in the region say the current heat waves could last until Friday, with the peak of the heat coming Tuesday and Wednesday for Greece. Temperatures were expected to again heat up about 10 degrees above average Wednesday and at least 40 degrees Celsius in Greece and western Turkey. The Copernicus Atmosphere Monitoring Service of the EU program said that the Mediterranean region was evolving into a wildfire hotspot and warned that the fires already burning were emitting large amounts of smoke pollution into the atmosphere. In Turkey and southern Italy, data shows emissions and intensity of wildfires are rapidly increasing in countries in Morocco, Albania, and Greece. North Macedonia and Lebanon are all affected. Smoke plumes through the fires, clearly visible in satellite imagery crossing the eastern Mediterranean basin from southern Turkey. It's very serious. There's a total of 152 wildfires in 32 provinces in Turkey. Speaking at a government news conference in Marmaris, the district of Mogilev province said all-time high temperatures of 43.5 degrees Celsius with very low, less than 10%, at 65 kilometers per hour, has a 40 per hour wind speed. More than 2,000 houses have been damaged in Tala and another 347 in Mogilev. Interior Minister Sulian Soyula told the news conference. The mayor of Milis, a city in southwestern Turkey, said flames from the ongoing fires have reached close to a power plant Tuesday evening. The situation is very serious. The flames came near a thermal power plant. If possible, a plane or helicopter with night vision could be directed to the area immediately to help prevent further issues in the region. All right, so now let's take us to an interview already been recorded to talk about tips and advice on how to navigate higher prices and increased demand for summer travel. We talk with Edward Pizzarello. We're going to get that up for you in just a second. Yes. I think it's important that we really think about climate change and how it affects us because, you know, climate change is very real. And we've had people on the show talk about how it affects our ocean. And that's very intense because, you know, when we're thinking about whether we recycle or not recycle, get vaccinated or not vaccinated, whether we're thinking about all the things that affect us, we really need to be cognizant that it's important for us to really take care of ourselves. Really, really, truly. Okay, hold to your horses. Welcome, you're calling into Savannah. We're having fun this morning. It's having some technical difficulties, and that's all right. That's how it goes. That is how it goes. Talking with some South Georgia folks down here. You just hang on. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
This portion of WRUU's programming.
What does it mean when we say that WRUU is a community radio station? It doesn't just mean that we invite the community to create programming, and it doesn't just mean that we are a voice for the community. It also means that we are counting on the community to keep us going. And you are the community. Almost all of our modest budget comes from small annual or monthly donations from listeners like you. You get to enjoy our community-focused programming because many others have stepped forward to do their part. Now do your part by joining our community of listener donors. Go to WRUU.org right now and make a one-time or monthly donation. And thank you for supporting Savannah's community radio station, 107.5 FM.
The Tybee Post Theater is presenting Harry O'Donohue, An Evening of Song and Story. Join Savannah's favorite Irish folk singer, songwriter, and storyteller, Harry O'Donohue, and vocalist Molly Elizabeth Gibson on Saturday, August 14th at 8 p.m. More information and tickets can be found at tybeepostheater.org. The Tybee Post Theater is presenting Unplugged at the Post, an up-close and personal concert and conversation with James Lee Smith and the Solus Duo on Thursday, August 19th at 8 p.m. More information and tickets can be found at tybeepostheater.org. This portion of WR...
Just let me know when you're ready to rock.
All right, so you're calling into Savannah, Georgia this morning. We're talking about travel. We're talking with travel expert Edward Pizzarello. I'm not going to mess up your last name, but I am Southern, and I am from Appalachian Mountain, so don't let me butcher your last name here.
No problem. It's pizza, just like the food, Pizzarello.
Okay, Pizzarello. All right. Well, thank you for calling in to talk to us about travel this morning. So, there's new vacation trends. How are Americans traveling this summer?
You know, things are pretty crazy out there right now. The reality of things is the travel has come way, way back, and people are loving to get out there, but they can't go as far as they used to go. And so with that demand being high, pricing has gotten a little bit crazy here and there. But if you're smart about it, you can still snag a great deal and even earn a free vacation. I've been telling folks to make sure that they're focusing on a great rewards program, mm-hmm. One that really caters to your family and how you like to travel. And one of the programs I've been encouraging folks to look at is Wyndham Rewards for two real key reasons. First, Wyndham has just a massive portfolio, over 50,000 properties, hotels, vacation club resorts, vacation rentals, all over the globe, which means you're going to be able to find something for just about everyone. And second, personal finance site WalletHub noted that Wyndham is giving back more rewards than other comparable programs. And so, when we're talking about prices being higher, that means it's going to be easier to use those rewards for things like free nights to help you afford that vacation.
Well, that's awesome. So can you talk about how to navigate higher prices and the increased demand this summer?
Yeah, for sure. So when I think about higher prices and increased demand, we've got a saying that frequent travel folks use, and the phrase is chase the fare, not the destination. So I think you want to start by looking for things that are affordable. And I think Google Flights is a great way to search for things by price. When you think about the area of the country that you guys are in, Savannah, you're going to be connecting on the vast majority of your flights. So thinking about those connecting airports and where you can get to cheaply. And I think specifically for Savannah, places like New Orleans and the Caribbean are places where I think depending on your flexibility, you're going to be able to find cheaper fares. But if you really want to find the best deals, it might involve going north, especially with the Canadian border opening up, and going someplace where maybe it's not quite as warm, but maybe still fun to explore.
Wow, that is really awesome. And using rewards, how can people maximize on their travel, summer travels?
Yeah, so I think there's two things there. And I think, first off is you're already doing a lot of the things that you can use to maximize travel rewards. A lot of these travel rewards companies give you opportunities to earn points on things that you're already doing, like filling your car up with gas or shopping at your favorite store online. And they make it real easy to figure that out on their website. So I think that's goal number one is go find your favorite travel rewards program. Figure out how you can earn points on things that you're already buying. And the second thing is always make sure you have the right credit card in your wallet. Credit cards are a really easy way to earn points and get to those rewards faster. We talked briefly earlier about Wyndham Rewards, and they just refreshed their credit card offerings with some awesome new perks that are going to help you accelerate to that free vacation, whether it's 8 points per dollar on Wyndham Hotel stays, but also, again, on those everyday purchases, 8 points per dollar on gas purchases, 4 points per dollar on dining and groceries. And we're all buying groceries, so why not earn bonus points when you're headed to the grocery store? And best of all, right now, they've got a promotional offer, their best offer ever, where if you apply by October 14th, you can earn up to 90,000 bonus points, which is enough for up to 12 free nights for that free vacation that we were talking about.
Wow.
You can get all the details of that offer at www.WyndhamRewardsCreditCard.com.
So where are some of the best destinations to consider for short-haul travel?
Yeah, so short-haul travel, if I think about Savannah, which I love, I think a place that's overlooked sometimes is Aruba. It's probably right at the edge of what I call short-haul, but an easy connection for some place, like, say, through Charlotte or Miami.
Okay.
They have some unbelievably beautiful beaches, and I definitely recommend, renting a Jeep, exploring the north side of the island there. You can pack a cooler and make a picnic spot overlooking the ocean pretty much anywhere you want. And, with their Dutch heritage, they have just some incredible cheese down there.
Is it expensive?
That's one of the nice things about Aruba, because it's not as popular as some other places like, say, Grand Cayman or the Bahamas. Aruba isn't going to break the bank, and especially when you talk about, renting a Jeep and sort of making your own trip, you can get away from the big resorts where you're going to spend a bunch of money for a cocktail and sort of make your own beach somewhere else on the island. And
yeah.
That, just let me know when you're ready.
And Aruba sounds kind of nice.
You know, it is. And because it's not a terribly long flight, I like to tell people, like, if you're trying to save up and build up for that one dream vacation, I still think there's a better way to do it. There's nothing wrong with sneaking away somewhere like Aruba for, you know, 3 or 4 days and having a great time.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, this is awesome. I really want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule for speaking with our listeners here in Savannah. These are great travel tips. Thank you. And where can we go to get more information?
So you can check out my weekly travel podcast, Miles to Go, wherever podcasts are found. And for that credit card offer, you can visit www.WyndhamRewardsCreditCard.com. Thanks a bunch for having me on today.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You as well.
All right. All right. Well, you're back with the Verbitude Hour on WRUULP Savannah. I love community radio. You can tell we try to keep it together, but you know what? We don't have production assistance, so it's all right. All right. Well, you have been tuning in, and we've been talking about climate change. We've been talking about some of the hazards that are going on in these really hot months. But some of the really cool things are the Olympics, and it's having an impact on the Olympics as well. Damian Werner, a 3-time Olympian, says in the Tokyo, he says it's the hottest games he's ever competed in. He's having to battle extreme heat like other people in the Olympics. Temperatures on Wednesday ranged between 31 and 34 degrees Celsius in Tokyo. Humidity levels were between 50 and 60% depending on the location. The heat index values were between 34 and 41 degrees Celsius. Wednesday is one of the hottest months of the games so far in Tokyo. 39 other Japanese issued heat illness alert. Team USA's Nelly Korda, after competing her first round at the women's golf tournament, said remaining mentally focused was the toughest aspect of playing in such heat and humidity. She said you have to keep yourself in there. You have to keep yourself hydrated. You have to kind of lose it a little out there. And it was like teeing up, she said, some balls, I definitely felt a little dehydrated. And she said her 4-unders in her 4-under 67 round. She said she had to drink a lot of water and drink a couple of times a hole. Drinking a water bottle a hole, you get so sick of water, you're like, I don't want to drink water. Get me some juice. The heat didn't stop the world's number one going to the range after her round to tune up her game. She said, I kind of sprayed some shots out of the right in my last two holes with my irons. You're going to have that. You're going to lose a little bit of concentration to get the range and cool off inside. The heat took its toll on others. Lexi Thompson and Yuko Saso couldn't compete their rounds due to the heat. Later on Wednesday, the 60 players in the women's golf tournament were warned by officials that the competition could be reduced to 54 holes due to the tropical weather system forecast to pass over the Kasumagaseki Country Club at that weekend. The ongoing issue affects people like Makoto Yukari, a professor of environment and urban planning at the University of Tokyo and advisor to Olympic organizer, said that when you take into account not only the temperature but also the humidity, Tokyo summer is the worst in history of the Olympics. Several athletes, included Novak Djokovic, have voiced concerns about the dangers of the heat and humidity. They say it's brutal. Canadian decathlete Damian Werner said, who is his third Olympics, said Tokyo 2020 is the hottest he's ever competed in. The cooling vest is a lifesaver, he says. It's like a life vest, that he told media. Leading the men's decathlon after the first 3 events of Tokyo National Stadium on Wednesday, he said it's hot out there. And for a shot put, there was no shade, and this was huge. Having one of these in an umbrella kept us as cool as possible. it was kind of advertised that they were going to be the hottest games ever. I'm at my third Olympics, and I can verify that these are the hottest. We're trying to do whatever we can, staying hydrated, using all the cooling apparatus. So far, I'm good. At the women's 10K marathon swimming, water temperatures reached 30 degrees at 6:30 in the morning. Australian Corinna Ali finished in third and earned a bronze medal and another element to contend with flying fish. Let's go to another interview with Food Network star Marjatajar Farrar. Discusses giving fun recipes ideas for family reunions. And if you want to win some money, let's say about $10,000 and a family reunion grant, you can go to the website Chicken of the Sea Reunion Grants. We're going to be talking with Marjita Farrar. I think this is a very interesting interview because, you know what, there is quite a bit of family reunions here in the area. After a year filled with social distancing, everyone is gearing up to reconnect with family and friends. Picnics, getting togethers, delicious food. One of the most popular ways to reunite with loved ones is when you're ready for the long overdue laughs. Getting started with one of these programs, like she's talking about the Chicken of the Sea and some flavor-filled recipes. Chicken of the Sea is celebrating the reuniting of family and friends, giving away $10,000 in reunion grants to help you and your family plan for the perfect picnic and backyard barbecues. So you can plan a memorable outdoor gathering for family and friends and don't feel overwhelmed. Chicken of the Sea makes meal planning easy and high quality fresh food that adds quality and flavor to your favorite family reunion dishes. And it brings families together with this very appetizing food. So yeah, we're going to get you going with this interview. And we're going to be talking with Miss Farrar. Hold on to your horses.
Savannah, Georgia.
Yes.
How are things in the South?
You know, it's going pretty well. It's a lot of rain right now, but you know, and it's hot. But we're used to it down here, and we're just ready for some more beach weather before it gets cold
again. Oh, yeah.
So we're talking to you about Chicken of the Sea this morning and a family reunion grants. Isn't that exciting? Mm-hmm. That is great. So thank you for joining us. I know you're a Food Network star, so it's always really nice to meet, folks to talk about food and know what they're talking about.
Everyone wants to talk about food. It's our favorite subject.
So, Martita, how is Chicken of the Sea helping to bring families together with the reunion grants for the summer?
Well, Chicken of the Sea has done something so wonderful because they know we all miss our friends and family. We had a long year of social distancing, and this is the perfect time to reunite with our friends and family. So Chicken of the Sea launched their reunion grants program in celebration of Family Reunion Month, and they are giving away $10,000 in reunion grants. This is going to help us plan the perfect outdoor picnic or backyard barbecue.
Wow, that is just fantastic. So what are some dishes that will bring the family out to come together for their reunions?
Well, normally we do burgers and dogs, right? But like you said, it's too hot. We're not going to be standing behind a grill. It is stinking hot out there. So we are going to go with fresh, light, wonderful seafood. Chicken of the Sea has delicious wild-caught tuna, salmon, sardines, crabs, clams, oysters, mackerel, shrimp. All of these things are so versatile. You can incorporate them into your favorite dishes, your favorite salads, sandwiches, charcuterie boards, all of it. And because there is very little to almost no cooking involved, you can prep these things ahead of time, put them in the fridge, you know, let it chill for a while, and it gives you more time to actually spend with your friends and family. One of my favorite things to make is a tuna sandwich, and I love this Mediterranean take on a tuna sandwich. It's delicious. You know, everyone loves tuna because it's delicious, it's mild, Plus, it's packed with protein. It really is the perfect start to any recipe.
That is awesome. And how about your to-go appetizers? Or your go-to appetizers?
Well, you know, we get a little nervous because all of a sudden we got to throw something together, right? The doorbell rings, you got to throw something together. Check your pantry because more than likely you have everything you need already in there. You've got canned fruits, vegetables, and proteins like the chicken of the sea, wild-caught tuna, or salmon. I prepared a Mediterranean salmon couscous salad, and this one features the chicken of the sea pink salmon. It's perfect. It's colorful. It's delicious. Again, I prep it ahead of time. Plus, it has the added benefit of that heart-healthy omega-3s in the salmon.
You know, what makes chicken of the sea tuna and chicken of the sea salmon products so ideal for ingredients?
You know, I don't think anyone's been doing it as long as they have. They are the experts. This brand has been around since I can remember. They know seafood better than anyone, and they're always launching new products. They have so much to offer, so it really doesn't matter what you're making, what your family prefers. Chicken of the Sea has something for your friends and family. They've got a little bit of everything. They've got the mild stuff. They got something a little more intense. If you're going to make a homemade Caesar salad, grab some of those sardines. If you want something quick and easy, just open a can of tuna. You can eat it by itself. It's fresh. It's delicious. Or again, make a twist on your favorite salad or sandwich.
And where can we go for more information and your recipes?
If you want to win one of these reunion grants, make sure you go to chickenofthesea.com. You have from now through August 5th to enter for a chance to win one of the $500 grants. chickenofthesea.com/reunion-grant/rules. You're going to find recipes, tips, all kinds of fun stuff. And also, don't forget to follow the brand on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all your help. And
thank you. I appreciate you. Have a good one, Carrie.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we're tuned back in to the Verb Attitude Hour on WRUULP Savannah. So people are talking about a booster shot. This is very interesting. A booster shot is being issued in several countries. As the Delta variant continues to spread and break through infections among vaccinated people, the Delta variant is being issued in Germany, following Israeli's example, offering booster shots to some higher-risk citizens. France, Russia, Hungary are doing the same. Britain has already purchased 60 million extra Pfizer vaccines, and in case vulnerable people need a third shot this fall, they're going to be able to get one. Do we need booster shots? There are some answers that may help. According to Apurva Madeva, who's covering the pandemic, scientists said that the question of immunity, whether we need borders, for now the U.S. isn't following these countries' leads. Instead, it's saying that for people who are fully vaccinated, you do not need one. It's not necessary. Most studies indicate that immunities from mRNA vaccines like Pfizer's and Moderna is long-lasting, and said there should be a decline, according to Israel. Recent data from Israel suggests a decline in efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine against infections after a few months. According to Dr. Gary Simon, a George Washington University infectious disease expert, said that I would go tomorrow to get a third shot. But the effectiveness of preventing a serious illness remain extremely high, according to data. Preventing infections isn't the primary aim of the vaccines. It's to protect, to prevent hospitalization and death. At that moment, Apurva said the only people who seem to need extra shots are those who are immunocompromised. 3-5% of the population in the U.S. Will not produce a strong immune response from a vaccine. They're not fully protected. A third vaccine will help them be able to get the boost that they need. A lot of scientists believe that shots should first go to unvaccinated people in poor countries rather than giving boosters to people who are unlikely to get very sick. Sending shots abroad has humanitarian benefits and scientific ones. So what is the U.S. doing? Last month, Dr. Fauci said we didn't need boosters yet. More than 90% of the people who have her being hospitalized have not been vaccinated. Biden's administration, the 46, says that the vulnerable populations are those 65 and older and people who are compromised and immunodeficient. The administration says that the vaccine to deliver a third dose of the Pfizer Moderna is needed in 112 shots or could cover other countries. So, will the U.S. go to boosters? It is uncertain whether we will go to boosters, and it will probably most likely be up to each individual state because it doesn't look like the federal government has an answer for us. All right, so let's go to Grace Gold now. Grace Gold is a beauty, wellness, and lifestyle expert. She was with the Today Show and Good Morning America. She's going to be educating listeners on how to swap time from the bedroom back to the backpack. The beauty and lifestyle expert shares top trends for the biggest back-to-school season yet. And I really enjoyed this interview because I think that Grace has a heart for making sure your child, your high school student, if you're a high school student listening on the way to school, you need to be ready for your first day of school. Hey, good morning. You're calling in to Savannah, Georgia.
Great to speak with you this morning.
Well, I'm super excited. You know, we're getting ready. A lot of parents are getting ready for kids to go back to school. And we're going to be talking with you this morning about, you know, what is a staple for back to school pieces, for a complete makeover. What are new trends this year as the country reopens for people going back to school?
Yes. Well, first of all, we're seeing the number of people starting back to school shopping as early as June has nearly doubled this year as compared to 2019 before the pandemic. So we're seeing that parents and kids, they're both very much looking forward to getting back in some fresh clothes, some new outfits, getting out of those pandemic PJs. We also want to think about our vision needs as we head back to school. And did you know that nearly 4 out of 5 teens prefer contact lenses over glasses?
Wow.
Addressing vision correction problems, it's really a must for setting your child up for success at school. But glasses, they might not be your child's first choice. So, Carrie, you know, a great choice, especially for those first-time wearers, are BioTrue One-Day Contact Lenses created by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb. Now, BioTrue One-Day Daily Disposables, they also allow for flexibility if your teen wants to switch between glasses and contacts. And I really like these contacts because they're unbeaten in moisture, easy to insert and remove, and provide clear and comfortable vision all day. Your teen doesn't also have to worry about cleaning, storing them, because they'll have a new pair each day. And lastly, they can help keep up with your teen's busy lifestyle, help them avoid misplacing, breaking those glasses, which I know is music to those parents' ears.
So what's your top tip in prepping for first back to school on campus this school year?
Yes. Well, you know, I'll talk about a beauty tip. So talking about that hair when the school year gets so hectic, when you're short on time doing that full shampoo, the blowout, it can really be out of the question. And dry shampoo is your best friend in those cases. And I always keep a bottle of Colab on hand. So Colab is a weightless formula that uses a very fine starch to absorb oil. It refreshes the roots, leaves hair looking healthy, clean, and vibrant. It's uniquely formulated for all hair types, colors, and textures, and leaves no white residue. And if you really want to multitask, I'm loving their Overnight Renew formula. This actually works while you sleep to absorb oil, detox hair, care for the scalp. You just basically spray it, sleep, wake up with refreshed hair. And I also love that it's cruelty-free, paraben-free, and vegan-friendly as well.
Do you have any back-to-school beauty tips you can share with our listeners?
Yes. So we are seeing that teens and kids, they want to express their individuality even through the beauty trends, and they're getting so many ideas from TikTok. And on TikTok, we're seeing that hair color is really big, especially those non-traditional shades like pink and blue. So how can you have fun with this? Well, you can get some of those clip-in hair extensions. They're less than $10 at most retailers. And, you know, you can have a little fun, put it in as a streak of color in your hair without the commitment of actually dyeing your hair a color.
Wow. That's a great option. So what other 2020...
Yeah, and, you know, I was just going to say mom might want to borrow some of those, you know, on the weekend.
Yeah. There's sometimes I want to add a little flair, put some blue in my hair, and I have to, go the full gamut. So, but what are some
exactly?
What are some 2020 trends that we will be seeing this year that you haven't discussed?
Yes, well, we're seeing half of parents are actually telling us that kids are excited about first day of school outfits, which is really up significantly from last year. So kids, they just, you know, they want something fresh, something exciting to go back to school in. And everyone's just really getting tired of the loungewear, the pajamas. I didn't think we'd say that, but you know what? After almost, what, 1-2 years, we're ready for some fresh new styles.
And what other 2021 things can we tell our viewers about? Where can they go to get more information?
Sure. Well, you can visit any of the brands I talked about on their Facebook pages as well as their home pages. Again, I mentioned those BioTrue one-day daily disposable contact lenses. Again, I really like them for teens, especially if you're a first-time wearer, because they are those daily disposables. It's a great option. And then the Colab dry shampoo. Again, if you don't want to be washing your hair every night. In fact, it's healthier for your hair if you can skip a day or two. And the dry shampoo really helps get you there, makes your hair feel fresh and clean, add some volume, and just make you feel good. Everybody wants to feel good heading back to school.
Well, thank you for sharing these awesome tips with our teens getting ready to go back to school and our early 20-somethings getting ready to head off to college for the first time. So thank you so much for adding these tips for young people going back to school.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Happy back to school, everyone. Stay safe.
All right. Have a good day. All right. So you may have been asking, what in the heck is going on with this Cuomo guy? Who is Cuomo? What is he doing? Why do I care? So Governor Andrew Cuomo, according to the New York Attorney General, harassed a total of 11 women, including those who worked with him. The 46th, President Biden is calling on Cuomo to resign. New York State Assembly Speaker said he would speed up a separate impeachment inquiry. The report included a new accusation from a state trooper who said Cuomo had harassed her while she was signed to protect him. And, well, Cuomo denied having acted inappropriately and called the investigation biased. He said, I'd do it with everyone, Cuomo said. I'm being physical, as a montage showed photos of him kissing and touching people. Maybe he's a touchy-feely guy, but that's not the way the women saw it. More things coming down the pipeline is the Biden administration imposed a narrower federal eviction moratorium for parts of the country where the coronavirus, COVID-19, is surging. An established Democrat and a Trump-endorsed Republican won their primaries for open house and seats of Ohio. Democratic insider Republican backed up by Trump wins Chantel Brown. A Democrat supported by the national establishment, Mike Carey, a Republican endorsed by Donald Trump, provided a lift to the leadership for both parties. Interesting. Police officers also responded to Capitol riots will receive congressional gold medals. All right. And in Olympic news, Sydney McLaughlin won a 400-meter hurdle, defeating the 2016 Olympic champion Dalila Muhammad. Seeing how McLaughlin beat her own world record, Tamara Mensah Stock, a Texas native, became the first black woman to win a gold medal in wrestling. The U.S. women's basketball team also routed Australia to reach the semifinals. Sakura Yukizami of Japan, 19, won the women's park skateboarder event. All right. Really cool. Really cool. All right. Well, let's see what we have next on this pipeline this morning. All right. Now we have, we're talking with the remainder of the broadcast with top trends for marketing. Stephanie Peturzo joins the broadcast to talk about Small Business Impacts Initiative, which is actually providing grants to help small businesses recover from loss due to the pandemic. So let's check that out. You know, it's a great interview always to speak with people who will help out a small business. Hold your horses. Here we go. In the meantime, have y'all been interested in the Olympics? And what do you think about it? How's it been treating you? Have you been enjoying the Olympic? Hold on to your horses. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
This portion of WRUU's programming is brought to you by listeners and the 2021 Savannah Voice Festival. Enjoy familiar opera arias and scenes with a new twist, and discover the music of women composers. All of this and more are part of Season 9 of the Savannah Voice Festival from August 8th to the 22nd. More information about the festival and tickets can be found at www.savannahvoicefestival.org.
All right, so Stephanie Petruzzo is a global head of business marketing for Klarna. She focuses on awareness, engagement, and acquisition of merchant partners. And she spent over the last 10 years working in retail and technology. Yes, she has. And she develops multi-channel campaigns for dynamic partnerships and brand strategies. In both business and consumer marketing, Stephanie feels most passionate, emphasizing brand love, experience, and loyalty at the care of strategies, and spends time with Bloomingdale and Michael Arne, a luxury home decor brand, and she's going to be talking about those hardest hit and why it's important to get your business going and really cultivate your business with these grants. All right, well, we're waiting for that to do its thing, which it's taken forever. It looks like it's going to be another rainy day, and it's important that if you are on your bike, and make sure you're wearing something that is bright so people can see you, because it's very important to stay, here we go. All right. We're going to use this to close out the show.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing so well. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm excited about talking about our small business this morning, folks here in Savannah. And, you know, folks have been hurt, but you're going to provide some solutions on how to recover from a loss of business due to the pandemic. Thank you.
Yes, of course. That's exactly what we're looking to do.
So how has the pandemic hurt small business around the country?
Carrie, it's been a tough year for small businesses. We've seen that they've suffered from a loss of revenue, an inability to fulfill orders, and they need to pivot to an e-commerce strategy, which really is not as simple as it seems. But Carrie, it's looking like there is some good news. We think that the market and these businesses are primed for a recovery. A majority of the small businesses that we spoke to told us that over the next 6 months, their biggest focus will be finding new customers. And as you know, that usually requires a massive investment in time, resources, and that's something that these small businesses may or may not have just yet. So Klarna really wants to help these small businesses thrive and build their own recovery with this initiative.
That is awesome. So talking about the effect of the pandemic, specifically minority-owned and female-led businesses, how has this helped impact them, and what can they do to recover?
Yeah, so you're exactly right. We are making sure that we're helping businesses that have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic. And the best way that people can help support these businesses is really to shop them. There's thousands of small businesses on the Klarna app, and that really allows people to find tons of small businesses that they could support. And I'd love to also tell you about the initiative that we're doing a little bit. So Klarna is really helping small businesses get back on their feet. As a global payments provider and shopping service, we have nearly 20 million U.S. shoppers and over 250,000 retail partners worldwide. So with this initiative for small businesses, we're giving 100 of them free services valued at $4.5 million. And for those of you who may not know what that means, we're basically just providing them with buy now, pay later services that will help them increase their sales and help increase their average order values online, and free marketing services that will get them in front of a whole new audience. And buy now, pay later is basically just the opportunity for customers to pay over time in interest-free installments with no fees, no revolving credit. So this is really a great way for small businesses to work with us and give their customers control and flexibility.
So the idea behind the Small Business Impact Initiative is what, and how does it help businesses recover?
The Small Business Impact Initiative was created to really help these small businesses do what they said is their biggest focus: find more customers, keep more customers, and increase their sales. So we look at a variety of our resources to do that. The first thing is through our payment resources, which I've mentioned are, you know, pay in four, pay in 30, or financing product, which basically allows people to take a little bit longer to pay off their payments. And then we also have the marketing services, which opens up that network of the 20 million U.S. shoppers to put these businesses in emails, app placements, social media, and even PR. That's really going to give them some marketing services they may or may not have had access to or the funding to support.
Wow. And how can people get involved in this initiative?
So businesses that want to work with Klarna can visit klarna.com/business. And those who are interested in just supporting these small businesses and shopping with us can download the Klarna app.
Thank you for calling into Savannah this morning and letting us know about this great information to really help their businesses thrive and to get back out there.
Of course, Carrie. Thank you so, so much for having me.
Thank you. You have a good rest of your day.
You as well, Carrie.
All right. You've been tuned in to the Verbatude Hour. This on this station, WRUULP Savannah. This is the highest news your way twice a week in an hour just for you. Nothing that you heard on today's show is that of WRUU, its license holder, or its staff. Have a great rest of your week, Thursday, Friday, and I will hear you back on this channel at 6 o'clock on Saturday night.